JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. That was the joke.
The Don and Mike Show.
One.
Totally drying out of mine. That's my fault.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Yeah, we'll do it without music.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
You really need music to move along a radio show sometimes.
It does help, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Yeah, hi there.
Sure.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Let me see. On the show Thursday, Elvis is still dead.
Yes. Oh, it's the here. Elvis Death Day show.
Wow. It's the 30th anniversary of Elvis's death.
And you can never take that away from him.
I remember it was just like yesterday when we were all down in Memphis, Tennessee, reading Elvis Cured My Hemorrhoids on the walls of Graceland.
You know what? I'm naked without the music.
What's,
I know
the film.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's the why.
The what?
That's the why.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Now I say, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I see your face. It reminds me of the people.
Places.
Sorry.
You'd never win on the Wayne Brady show, Mike.
I got the lyrics.
You'd never win on that show.
You got the first few lyrics.
Let me see. Buzz, we're going to get to the news now. And do you have news about Britney Spears' lollipops being laced with drugs?
No, I didn't have that. I hadn't heard about her drug-laced
lollipops. Do you have news about Britney Spears begging to be in Playboy?
I had heard that. I wasn't going to
report
it today.
Do you have news about Britney Spears being mad that K-Fed is banging her mom?
I'd heard about that as well.
Now, that one I missed. K-Fed is banging Britney Spears' mom?
Uh-huh.
That's what we hear.
Yep, they say they're sleeping together. I like to use the cruder word.
That's
they're banging.
That's right.
They're banging.
I think in this particular case, it's highly appropriate.
And then gays in the news.
What?
Love this.
He's a fag.
That guy David Guest, who for about 10 minutes was married to Liza Minnelli.
Right. Yes, they had a wonderful, volatile relationship.
David Guest says that he would like to, his word, not mine, lick. He would like to lick Amy Winehouse.
Oh.
Like, is he talking about fighting her?
No, he wants to, he finds, out of all of the women.
Well, wait a minute. Is he saying that? Is that a direct quote?
No. Yeah, he wants to lick her. I mean, he wants to lick her in the way that a man licks a woman.
And he's.
Have you seen Amy Winehouse?
Yes, with her missing tooth.
I imagine that.
With her missing tooth and her evil eyes.
That would be like licking poison.
I believe it would be a not necessarily a pleasant experience. I also believe it might depend. No, it wouldn't depend on anything. It would always be a bad experience.
Everything about her is bad. I mean, I like her song. She's a good singer.
And didn't she just come off a drug overdose, too?
Yeah, they said that there was
don't hold that against her, Mike.
I'm just thinking, hey, Bobby McGee. Right. That's what I'm picturing, that kind of condition.
They tried to make her go to rehab, and she said, no.
Okay, all right, shut up. And then Elton John. This is new. Elton John is a gay.
Yes, he is.
Bernie Taupin, the guy that's his partner, a songwriter.
Lyricist, yeah.
Is writing a book about Elton John.
Favorable?
And, oh, yeah. Oh, no, those guys are good buddies after all these years.
I bet they are.
One of the stories is the time that Elton John tried to kill himself. Huh. Bernie Taupin, in an excerpt from this book that I found online, says they found Elton John in the kitchen with his head in the oven, and they couldn't stop laughing. Because he had his head in the oven, but the gas was on low and all the windows were open, and he had his head on a pillow.
The soft, genteel Elton.
Someone saved
Elton
my life.
Likes the creature comforts.
Tonight. Did you say someone saved my life tonight?
I did.
Did you, Sugar Bear?
I did.
Someone saved my life tonight. Aren't you queer?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
What's that Lady Di song?
Oh, the Candle in the Wind.
Candle in the Wind.
Right.
Yeah.
Candle in Elton's Wind.
Bitches Back.
You lived your life like a castle in the sand.
Benny and the Jets.
Daniel, Saturday Night's All Right for
Crocodile Tom. Rock.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia Freedom.
Friends. Oh. Making friends.
Oh, little genie.
Oh. I like that one.
I don't want to go on with you like that.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Are you getting into the animated Elton?
Your song.
All right, well, then I'll have to. Yeah, thank you, Buzz. Right. We'll go back to your song. Mm-hmm. Did anyone mention my friend Daniel?
I did, yes.
Did you say it in harmony?
I didn't.
Did you say goodbye, Yellow Brick Road?
You did.
Did we have a funeral for our friend?
No, we didn't say that.
Wow.
How many of these goddamn Elton John songs do I know off the top of my head? What's wrong with me? And what about when he did a duet with Neil Sedaka? Bad Blood.
That's right.
Bad. The bitch is in the something.
Kiki D.
And The Bitch is Back. I had that.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Kiki D. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
She's super.
I couldn't if I tried.
And what was that song you did with Katie Lang?
Teardrop.
Wow.
God, that's an obscure one.
Good pull.
I love
Katie
Lang.
Okay, the show has officially... Yeah!
She is so sexy.
Stopped. Yeah. Stopped. That's why occasionally you need music.
That's right.
And the number one Beatle now.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Gonna need to see some photo ID, sir.
How the freak are you, Buzz?
I'm good. Not Mike Vick, though. Mike Vick has no friends. Even as more groups and individuals have expressed their support for the embattled Falcons quarterback, his dogfighting buddies continue to turn against him. Now, two more co-defendants have agreed to testify in exchange for lighter punishments.
Yeah, he's screwed.
That's left Vic to seriously consider changing his plea to guilty. He's talking, in fact, with his lawyers about that right this very minute. Vic's lawyers were not expecting these latest defendants to turn state's evidence. They were surprised by it.
Friend.
No, they're not his friends.
So he does this, then it's a guilty plea. He's done never to play another down in the NFL.
Right? Mike, is not. It's more serious than that. It's like Who Scout time.
Yeah. Really?
I mean,
he pleads guilty. It's definite jail time.
Everything I've read says it just depends how much he pleads as opposed to how much absolute jail time he's going to get.
Wow.
Prosecutors have been saying they would have more charges and more serious charges to file against Vic if he doesn't change his plea to guilty by Friday.
I'm sort of like an older, whiter Michael Vick.
Yeah, but you're scaring away the phone hose.
In other developing stories this evening, Don Imus, as reported earlier, is on the comeback. ABC News quotes his lawyer and a friend as saying that Imus will return to the airwaves.
Why?
Probably on ABC Radio.
Why?
And that he won't tolerate censorship.
Why?
Of his thoughts.
Now, this is where you get to the, to the big, in this case, $20 million question.
Right.
He will not be censored. Yet, in their infinite wisdom, CBS, to pay him the money that they owe him, said...
He signed something to say where he can't talk about, so he's already being censored.
You got to sign a form that says you're not going to say this company stinks.
He wants to come back as a tough guy. He's already been censored since he signed that agreement.
Correct.
Right. I knew that.
What they're saying really is...
I have news for you, Mike. We do the same goddamn thing.
You're damn right we would.
Where's our $20 million?
Lost long ago, Donald.
We're sorry.
We're sorry we did that.
We're sorry our career never amounted to anything. We're terribly sorry.
We're embarrassed that it happened that way.
Bernard. Where's that nappy-headed hoe, Scott Herman?
Close the curtain, Bernard.
Imus is essentially saying that he'll just be speaking his mind again, as he once did once he gets back on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Simultaneous to this, CBS announced that it had reached an out-of-court settlement with Imus, who was suing the company for breach of contract. CBS won't confirm that the settlement is $20 million.
Well, they owed him $40.
Right. So that seems like a reasonable settlement, I would say. Boomer Esiason will, as rumored, take over Imus's old spot.
That's a rave, incidentally, if you're listening at home. That was just a rave. Right. That means we couldn't be more excited.
Yep.
Oh, here we go again. Mattel is recalling more toys in a new recall today. We learned that Barbie and Tanner and Polly Pocket play sets contain small magnets that can come loose and choke a child.
You know what this means?
What?
This means other Chinese executive to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. I have dishonored Mattel, most honorable G.I. Joe, light bright leader.
What to do? I need sleeping pill.
I will first crack my head on Pop-O-Matic. I know it's not a Mattel toy.
Other major executive hung himself. I throw myself off building.
I find in television unit and wrap my Chinese neck around cord.
Bring me clawfoot bathtub. Bring it into office and throw electronic appliance in it.
G.
Japanese, not Chinese.
Right. Put head in Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, right.
There are 7 million of these play sets in American homes, the ones that are being recalled today. Lead paint, again. The company says it's issued new safety guidelines for its Chinese imports.
One of the problems with the magnets is the Consumer Product Safety Commission
right. uh-huh.
said it's really no big deal if a kid swallows one magnet.
I heard that too. Really.
But if they swallow two, they stick to each other. They can pinch mm-hmm. and tear like the lining of your stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just give Robert one magnet.
No, what it tells me is don't spoil your children.
That's true.
Right. It's the kid that has to have the two toys. You know,
uh-huh.
two toys, two magnets, hole in stomach.
I knew.
Goodbye, Irene.
I knew when Robert swallowed his magnet, he wouldn't leave the fridge.
Oh, God. There it is. There he is.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie.
Fantastic job.
He'll be here till Friday.
Shelley Berman will be with us all week.
Beloved baseball announcer Phil Rizzuto is dead at the age of 89. He was also a Hall of Fame shortstop.
Beloved by who?
He was beloved. He's number 10, retired in the Hall of Fame. The Scooter, as he was known, also won 7 World Series titles.
Here's what he's famous for. 2 things. Oh. First, the episode of Seinfeld,
right.
where George Costanza lost his keys because he had them on the Phil Rizzuto key ring that said, Holy cow.
Right.
And second, when he got very mad at Meatloaf,
yes.
right.
when he cut his part for a Paradise by the Dashboard Lights
mm-hmm.
and got incensed when he found out later that it was being used in a sexual way.
Exactly. Right. And, of course, the money store.
The money store. Yeah. Keep telling me how beloved he is.
Beloved.
The money store.
I'm telling you.
Take that out of your record, or I'll smack you. Nah.
I'm Phil Rizzuto for the money store.
I was watching one of the New York stations this morning, and they broke in. It was a breaking news story when that happened.
Yes.
Phil Rizzuto, dead at 89 or something like that?
89.
Oldest living member, at least was living, of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You had such nice things to say about him before the show, and I think I shall always remember them.
Good. Well, I feel strongly about the Yankees.
He was a Yankee
I truly
all the way.
Do. Really.
Through.
Today is not the day.
No.
I will mourn privately, and I will mourn, you know, I will mourn in my own way. Hey. You know. We who hate your gaudy guts salute you, as they said to FDR.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Thank you.
The town of Athens, Alabama today is debating the evils of alcohol. In the town of Thomasville, they're voting to legalize alcohol. In Athens, they're voting to ban it. Athens has been wet since 1984.
Banning alcohol in an entire town?
That's right. The whole tray.
Jesus
today.
Christ.
And a Vermont senator who...
Wet since 1984. God, wouldn't you like to see that on a woman's forehead?
Wet since 84.
And a Vermont senator who loves Batman will be in the next movie. Patrick Leahy was in Chicago for 2 days to film his scenes in the upcoming Dark Knight movie. Leahy says he plays a distinguished gentleman but can't comment beyond that.
They are off once again to the rescue.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy U.S. Senate.
You know, good luck to that tool. Why doesn't he just get Dennis Kucinich to be Robin?
Hey, would that not be perfect,
that'd
though?
Work. Jesus Don't you think?
Except Leahy's a little too stooped and old.
Here they are now.
Dennis Kucinich, Patrick Leahy, running down the street, Constitution Avenue.
Did you get that, Robin? I'm busy solving a crime.
Batcave, Robin speaking. It's Commissioner Gordon.
I better take it. Hello, Commissioner. What's the trouble? I see. That sounds serious.
Yes, it does.
We'll be right over.
What's wrong, Batman?
Someone has stolen a show from this fall's new season of ABC programs.
Holy grand larceny! Who would do such a thing?
No doubt some... poor wretch who's more to be pitied than feared.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's how that tape goes.
And Commissioner Gordon would be Newt Gingrich. That'd be perfect.
And who would Chief O'Hara be?
Oh, man, Chief O'Hara. You got to get somebody who's fat and has maybe a little white hair, too.
Kind of rovish, maybe.
Carl Rove. Uh-huh. I was going to say that fat guy that was Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert.
Is
he kicking around? He lost his election, didn't he?
Yeah, but
he's not Speaker anymore, but is he still around? You haven't heard from him.
Tony Snow would be a good Alfred.
Right.
But then that means Bush would be Batman.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Carl Rove is moving on down the road.
Atomic batteries to speed.
Patrick Leahy also appeared in the 1997 movie Batman and Robin, and he voiced a regular role in the animated Batman cartoon. Of
you know, he's really got the Batman thing like you do.
I'm jealous. But he's running for president, for God's sakes.
Patrick Leahy is?
One of those guys is.
I don't think Leahy is.
No.
He's a prominent senator.
Never mind then.
That's all right.
Hey, where's that I wish I had a girl like Amanda? Or what's that, Adam West?
I never had a girl like you, Amanda.
Got it there, Robbie?
It's in here somewhere. Give me one sec.
Okay, time's up.
Adam West, Batman collection.
One second is over. Time's up. Time's up.
How you know you've had too much caffeine when we continue?
What?
We're waiting for the Batman
it's
song.
It's a long 1 second, Robbie.
It is, isn't it?
The hits of Adam West.
How's that memorization going?
How's the diet going?
It's my first. Hey, fat ass! Hey. You don't tell me diet jokes.
Hey!
Jesus!
What are you doing?
I'm treading water over here.
What are you doing? Sassing Mike?
Sassing? She always sasses me.
I can't find it for the life of me.
We can't find it for the life.
That's worth the wait.
Maybe it's inside one of Mike's eggs.
It's in my fruit salad that I got at the grocery store.
What is this
one? My God! I'm a tomato.
Well, that's Adam West, but that's not him singing that
that's
song.
That's much better than the song.
Oh, you know why I can't find
that's
it?
Much better than the song.
Why can't you
it's
find
not
it?
Amanda, it's Miranda.
Miranda.
Of course.
You should have warned us.
It's my fault, of course.
No.
There you go.
There it is.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda.
Come on, Mike, you like this?
For you if
no, I think it sucks.
Miranda.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda.
Okay, take off your mask, Patrick Leahy.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
It's against the code of heroes.
It's against the code of heroes.
I do like that song.
My God,
everybody.
I'm a tomato.
I can't lie. I do like that song.
Buzz?
Yes.
We'll be back in more than 1 second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.